Disc 6.
Today, accelerators have names that sound like something Flash Gordon would use in battle. The Super Proton Synchrotron, the Large Electron Positron Collider, the Large Hadron Collider, the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider. Using huge amounts of energy, some operate only at night, so that people in neighboring towns don't have to witness their lights fading when the apparatus is fired up. They can whip particles into such a state of liveliness that a single electron can do 47,000 laps around a 4-mile tunnel in a second. Fears have been raised that in their enthusiasm scientists might inadvertently create a black hole or even something called strange quarks, which could theoretically interact with other subatomic particles and propagate uncontrollably. If you're reading this, that hasn't happened. Finding particles takes a certain amount of concentration. They are not just tiny and swift, but also often tantalizingly evanescent. Particles can come into being and be gone again in as little as 1 × 10⁻²⁴ of a second. Even the most sluggish of unstable particles hang around for no more than 1 × 10⁻⁷ of a second. Some particles are almost ludicrously slippery. Every second, the Earth is visited by 10,000 trillion trillion tiny, all but massless neutrinos, mostly shot out by the nuclear broilings of the Sun, and virtually all of them pass right through the planet and everything that is on it, including you and me, as if it weren't there. To trap just a few of them, scientists need tanks holding up to 12.5 million gallons of heavy water, that is, water with a relative abundance of deuterium in underground chambers, old mines usually, where they can't be interfered with by other types of radiation. Very occasionally, a passing neutrino will bang into one of the atomic nuclei in the water and produce a little puff of energy. Scientists count the puffs, and by such means take us very slightly closer to understanding the fundamental properties of the universe. In 1998, Japanese observers reported that neutrinos do have mass, but not a great deal, about 1/10,000,000th that of an electron. What it really takes to find particles these days is money, and lots of it. There is a curious inverse relationship in modern physics between the tininess of the thing being sought and the scale of facilities required to do the searching. CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, is like a little city. Straddling the border of France and Switzerland, it employs 3,000 people and occupies a site that is measured in square miles. Cairn boasts a string of magnets that weigh more than the Eiffel Tower, and an underground tunnel over 16 miles around. Breaking up atoms, as James Treffel has noted, is easy. You do it each time you switch on a fluorescent light. Breaking up atomic nuclei, however, requires quite a lot of money and a generous supply of electricity. Getting down to the level of quarks, the particles that make up particles, requires still more. Trillions of volts of electricity and the budget of a small Central American nation. Cairn's new Large Hadron Collider, scheduled to begin operations in 2005, will achieve 14 trillion volts of electricity and cost something over $1.5 billion to construct. There are practical side effects to all this costly effort. The World Wide Web is a Cairn offshoot. It was invented by a Cairn scientist, Tim Berners-Lee, in 1989.